Rethinking Robot Learning Through Synthetic Intervention Data. Introduction: The Distribution Shift Problem in Robotics. Imagine you're teaching a robot to insert a square peg into a square hole. You demonstrate the task perfectly 100 times. The robot learns from your demonstrations, and it works beautifully in testing. But then you deploy it in the real world, and suddenly everything falls apart. The robot's camera has some noise. The lighting is different, or there's a small calibration error, and now the robot thinks the peg is 2 centimeters to the left of where it actually is. The robot confidently reaches for the wrong location, fails completely, and has no idea how to recover. This is the distribution shift problem in robotics, and it's one of the most fundamental challenges we face when trying to deploy learned policies in the real world. The conditions at evaluation time differ from those in the training data, and machine learning models, including robot control policies, are notoriously brittle to such shifts. What makes this particularly fascinating is that we humans handle this type of uncertainty effortlessly. If I reach for a coffee cup and my initial estimate of its position is slightly off, I immediately adapt based on visual feedback, contact forces, and years of experience with similar recovery behaviors. But for robots, these recovery behaviors need to be explicitly learned, and that's where things get interesting. Today, we're diving deep into a paper called InterventGen, Interventional Data Generation for Robust and Data-Efficient Robot Imitation Learning, by Ryan Hoke and colleagues from UC Berkeley and NVIDIA. This work tackles a fundamental question: how can we make robot policies robust to distribution shift without requiring massive amounts of human supervision? The key insight is elegant and powerful. Instead of having humans provide corrective demonstrations for every possible failure mode, what if we could take just a handful of human interventions and automatically synthesize thousands of diverse corrective behaviors that cover a much broader distribution of potential mistakes? This is exactly what InterventGen accomplishes, and the results are striking. Up to 39 times improvement in policy robustness with only 10 human interventions. Building intuition, why distribution shift hits robotics so hard. Before we dive into the technical details, let's build some intuition about why distribution shift is such a pernicious problem in robotics, particularly compared to other domains where machine learning has been more successful. Consider the difference between image classification and robot manipulation. In image classification, a small pixel shift or lighting change might slightly affect confidence scores, but the model can often still classify correctly. The impact of distribution shift is typically graceful degradation. In robotics, the story is completely different. When a robot policy trained on precise demonstrations encounters even small observation errors, the consequences can be catastrophic. If the robot thinks an object is at position A, but it's actually at position B, the robot doesn't just perform slightly worse. It might completely miss the object, knock things over, or get stuck in configurations it has never seen during training. This brittleness stems from the sequential nature of robotic tasks and the importance of precise spatial relationships. Each action in a manipulation task depends critically on the current state, and errors compound over time. When the robot's belief about the world state is wrong, it ventures into regions of the state space that were never covered in the training demonstrations. The traditional solution to this problem has been interactive imitation learning, pioneered by algorithms like Dagger. The idea is beautifully simple. Let the robot execute its policy, and when it makes mistakes, have a human operator intervene to demonstrate the correct recovery behavior. Over multiple rounds of this process, you build up a dataset that covers the distribution of states the robot policy actually visits, rather than just the states in perfect human demonstrations. But here's the catch. This approach requires extensive human supervision. The human operator needs to constantly monitor the robot, intervene at the right moments, and provide high-quality corrective demonstrations. For complex tasks with many potential failure modes, this can require hundreds or thousands of interventions. The human time and effort required makes this approach prohibitively expensive for many practical applications. The core insight: leveraging trajectory adaptation for intervention data. This brings us to the central insight of InterventGen, The authors were inspired by MimicGen, a recent data generation system that can take a small number of human demonstrations and automatically generate thousands of synthetic demonstrations by adapting them to new object configurations. MimicGen works by segmenting demonstrations into object-centric manipulation primitives and then transforming these segments to new scenes while preserving the relative spatial relationships between the robot and the objects. The key question the authors asked was, could we apply similar trajectory adaptation techniques to interventional data rather than just full task demonstrations? This might seem like a straightforward extension, but it actually required solving several non-trivial technical challenges. First, interventional data has a fundamentally different structure than full demonstrations. An intervention consists of two parts: the mistake segment, where the robot policy fails, and the recovery segment, where the human demonstrates how to get back on track. Simply adapting the recovery segment isn't sufficient because the mistake states in a new environment might be completely different from those in the original interventions. Second, MimicGen assumes precise knowledge of object poses during data generation, which is exactly what we don't have when dealing with perception errors. If we're trying to make policies robust to pose estimation errors, we need a data generation system that can work with imperfect pose information. Third, the distribution of mistakes a policy makes depends on the policy itself, not just the environment configuration. A policy trained on one set of demonstrations might fail in completely different ways than a policy trained on a different set, even in the same environment. A technical deep dive. Let's now walk through how InterventGen addresses these challenges. The system operates in an iterative cycle with four main components: interventional data collection, mistake generation, recovery generation, and dataset aggregation. Interventional data collection, the human in the loop. The process begins with collecting a small number of human-gated interventions. This follows the standard DAGR protocol. A human operator monitors the robot policy execution and takes control when they observe the policy making mistakes. The key difference is that InterventGen needs far fewer of these interventions than traditional approaches. During this phase, the human provides two types of information. First, they demonstrate the recovery behavior, how to get from the mistake state back to successful task completion. Second, and this is crucial, they implicitly provide information about what constitutes a mistake state and when intervention is necessary. The collected interventions are segmented into mistake portions, generated by the robot policy, and recovery portions, demonstrated by the human. This segmentation is important because InterventGen will need to adapt each portion differently during the synthetic data generation process. Mistake generation, policy-driven state exploration. Here's where InterventGen diverges significantly from MimicGen and introduces its first key innovation. Instead of replaying recorded mistake trajectories in new environments, the system uses the current robot policy to generate new mistakes in new configurations. This is a subtle but important distinction. In MimicGen, if you want to generate a demonstration for a new object configuration, you simply transform the recorded human trajectory to match the new object poses. But for interventional data, the mistake portion wasn't generated by a human. It was generated by a robot policy that was learning from previous data. By using policy execution to generate mistakes in new environments, InterventGen achieves two important benefits. First, the generated mistakes reflect the actual behavior of the current policy, not some historical mistake that might no longer be relevant. As the policy improves through training, the distribution of mistakes it makes will change, and the synthetic data generation process adapts accordingly. Second, this approach allows variation not just in object poses, but also in the robot's erroneous beliefs about where objects are located. This is crucial for building robustness to perception errors. The system can apply different noise patterns or error models during policy execution, generating mistakes under a diverse range of perceptual corruptions. The challenge, of course, is knowing when to stop policy execution and begin recovery. In their experiments, the authors use contact detection as a simple termination criterion, but they note that more sophisticated approaches like learned mistake classifiers or robot-gated intervention criteria could be used. Recovery generation, trajectory adaptation in action. Once the system has generated a new mistake state through policy execution, it needs to synthesize an appropriate recovery trajectory. This is where the trajectory adaptation techniques inspired by MimicGen come into play. The system selects a human recovery segment from the collected interventions and adapts it to the current scene configuration. This adaptation involves several steps. First, the recovery trajectory is transformed to match the current object pose using SE3 transformations that preserve the relative spatial relationships between the robot end effector and the relevant objects. Second, the system generates an interpolation segment that smoothly connects the robot's current configuration to the beginning of the transformed recovery trajectory. This ensures that the recovery behavior starts from the actual mistake state reached by policy execution, not from some arbitrary configuration. Finally, the transformed recovery trajectory is executed open loop. This is an important design choice. Once the recovery begins, the system doesn't use closed loop policy execution, but instead relies on the transformed demonstration data. This ensures that the recovery behavior closely matches the demonstrated human behavior, which is presumably high quality and task appropriate. Dataset aggregation and filtering. The final component involves filtering the generated synthetic data and aggregating it with the base dataset. Not all generated episodes will be successful. Sometimes the recovery trajectory might be unable to complete the task from the new mistake state. The system filters out unsuccessful episodes, keeping only those that demonstrate complete task execution. Interestingly, the system also filters out the portions of successful episodes that correspond to robot mistakes, keeping only the human recovery segments. This follows the practice of algorithms like Dagger and HG-Dagger and prevents the imitation of mistake behaviors. The filtered synthetic interventions are then aggregated with the original demonstration dataset, and a new policy is trained on the expanded data. This process can be iterated if desired, with the updated policy being used for the next round of mistake generation. Experimental validation. What the results really mean. The experimental results in this paper are quite striking, but it's important to understand what they actually demonstrate and what the limitations might be. The test environments and error models. The authors evaluate InterventGen on 4 simulated manipulation tasks and 1 real-world experiment. The tasks are all contact-rich, high-precision manipulation scenarios: nut insertion, two-piece assembly, coffee pod placement, nut and peg assembly, and block grasping. Critically, they test 2 different types of perception errors. The first is sensor noise during object pose estimation, where a random 2D offset is applied to the robot's belief about object locations. The second is object geometry error, where the robot has the correct pose, but the wrong geometric model of the object. These error models are well motivated and reflect real challenges in robotic perception. Pose estimation errors are ubiquitous in real-world deployments due to sensor noise, calibration drift, and environmental changes. Geometry errors occur when the robot's object models don't perfectly match the real objects, which is common when dealing with manufacturing tolerances or object variation. Performance improvements and baselines. The results show dramatic improvements in policy robustness. In the nut insertion task, InterventGen improves success rate from 22% to 98%, a 4.5x improvement. In two-piece assembly, it goes from 6% to 70%, more than 11x improvement. In the coffee task, the improvement is from 2% to 80%, a stunning 39x improvement. But what makes these results particularly compelling is the comparison with thoughtful baselines. The authors compare against several alternative ways of using an equivalent human data budget. Source interventions, taking the 10 human interventions and using them directly without any data augmentation. This performs much worse than InterventGen, demonstrating that the raw intervention data is insufficient to learn robust recovery behaviors. Source demonstrations. Collecting 10 full task demonstrations in the test environment instead of interventions. This also underperforms InterventGen because the demonstrations don't contain recovery behaviors. They show successful execution under ideal conditions. MimicGen demonstrations. Using MimicGen to generate 1,000 synthetic demonstrations from 10 source demonstrations. Even though this provides 100x more training data, it still underperforms InterVenGen because the synthetic demonstrations don't contain recovery behaviors either. The importance of policy-driven mistake generation. One of the most illuminating results is the ablation study that removes the policy-driven mistake generation component. In this ablation, called iGen Policy, the system uses open-loop replay of recorded mistake segments instead of generating new mistakes through policy execution. The ablation consistently underperforms the full InterVenGen system by 12 to 38% across tasks. This demonstrates that the novel mistake generation component is crucial for performance. By using policy execution to generate mistakes, the system can cover a broader distribution of error conditions and policy failure modes than would be possible with recorded data alone. Real-world transfer. Perhaps most impressively, the authors demonstrate that policies trained with InterVenGen in simulation can transfer to real-world deployment while retaining their robustness to perception errors. In the block grasping task, a policy trained entirely in simulation with InterVenGen achieves 90% success rate when deployed on a real Franka robot, compared to 0% for the baseline policy. This sim-to-real transfer result is particularly significant because it suggests that the recovery behaviors learned through synthetic data generation are not just simulation artifacts. They capture genuine principles of robust manipulation that transfer to the real world. Connections to broader trends in robot learning. InterVenGen sits at the intersection of several important trends in robot learning that are worth highlighting. The data efficiency revolution. One of the most striking aspects of modern robot learning research is the focus on data efficiency. While other domains of machine learning have succeeded through scaling up datasets, robotics faces fundamental constraints on data collection. Human demonstration time is expensive. Robots are expensive, and real-world data collection is slow and sometimes dangerous. This has led to a focus on techniques that can extract maximum learning from limited data. InterVenGen is part of this broader trend, along with techniques like meta-learning, few-shot imitation learning, and domain adaptation. The ability to achieve 39x performance improvement with only 10 human interventions represents a dramatic improvement in data efficiency compared to traditional approaches. The simulation-to-reality pipeline. Another major trend is the development of better simulation-to-reality transfer techniques. As simulation environments become more realistic and computational resources become cheaper, there's growing interest in using simulation for data generation and policy training, then transferring to real robots. InterVenGen contributes to this trend by providing a way to generate diverse training data in simulation that improves real-world robustness. The key insight is that by training on diverse mistake and recovery scenarios in simulation, policies become more robust to the inevitable domain shift they encounter in the real world. Structured data generation. There's a growing recognition that not all data is created equal for robot learning. Rather than collecting data randomly or uniformly, structured data generation techniques aim to generate data that specifically targets the weaknesses or failure modes of current policies. InterVenGen exemplifies this approach by specifically generating data that covers policy mistake distributions rather than just successful task execution. This is more efficient than uniform data collection because it focuses on the scenarios where additional data is most needed. Technical limitations and future directions. While InterVenGen represents a significant advance, it's important to understand its limitations and areas for future work. Assumptions and constraints. The system inherits several assumptions from MimicGen that limit its applicability. It assumes that tasks can be decomposed into object-centric manipulation segments, that the action space consists of end effector pose commands, and that object poses can be observed during data collection, though not during deployment. Perhaps most importantly, it assumes that recovery behaviors can be effectively transferred between different mistake states through SE3 transformations. This works well for the manipulation tasks studied in the paper, but might not generalize to tasks with more complex dependencies on environmental context or dynamic effects. The observability challenge. One of the most interesting technical challenges addressed in the paper is the observability problem. For the robot to learn from recovery demonstrations, it needs some way to relate its corrupted observations to the correct recovery actions. In the experiments, this is addressed by providing additional observational information upon contact, such as the true object pose or contact location. In the real world, this additional information might come from force torque sensing, tactile feedback, or other sensor modalities. However, the paper only explores this briefly, and developing robust solutions for real-world perception during contact is an important direction for future work. Scaling to complex tasks. The tasks evaluated in the paper, while challenging, are relatively simple compared to many real-world manipulation scenarios. They involve rigid objects, quasi-static manipulation, and relatively short task horizons. Scaling InterVenGen to more complex tasks with deformable objects, dynamic effects, or longer horizons presents significant challenges. For example, in a task like cooking or cleaning, the relationship between mistakes and recovery behaviors might be much more complex than can be captured by simple trajectory transformation. Understanding how to extend the core ideas of InterVenGen to these more complex domains is an important research direction. Implications for robot learning and deployment. Looking beyond the specific technical contributions, InterVenGen has several important implications for the broader field of robot learning. Rethinking the human-robot collaboration paradigm. Traditional approaches to interactive imitation learning cast the human as a constant supervisor who must monitor the robot and intervene frequently. InterVenGen suggests a different paradigm, where the human provides a small amount of high-quality supervisory data and the system autonomously leverages this data to generate comprehensive training curricula. This shift could make interactive imitation learning much more practical for real-world deployment. Instead of requiring a human expert to supervise robot operation for hours or days, the system could achieve similar robustness with just minutes of human intervention time. Bridging simulation and reality. The successful sim-to-real transfer results suggest that InterVenGen could serve as a bridge between simulation-based robot learning and real-world deployment. By generating diverse recovery scenarios in simulation, the system can prepare policies for the types of errors and uncertainties they'll encounter in the real world, even if the specific failure modes are different. This could be particularly valuable for applications where real-world data collection is expensive or dangerous, such as space robotics, underwater manipulation, or industrial applications with safety constraints. Democratizing robust robot learning. Perhaps most importantly, InterVenGen makes robust robot learning more accessible by dramatically reducing the human supervision requirements. This could enable smaller research groups or companies to develop robust manipulation policies without the extensive data collection infrastructure required by traditional approaches. The ability to achieve dramatic robustness improvements with minimal human input could accelerate the deployment of learned robot policies in real-world applications where perfect perception is impossible to guarantee. Conclusion: a step toward practical robot learning. InterVenGen represents a significant step forward in making robot learning more practical and data efficient. By combining insights from trajectory adaptation, interactive imitation learning, and data augmentation, the authors have created a system that can dramatically improve policy robustness with minimal human supervision. The core insight that we can use policy execution to generate diverse mistake scenarios and then adapt human recovery demonstrations to these new scenarios is both elegant and powerful. The experimental results demonstrate that this approach can achieve substantial improvements over existing methods while requiring far less human time and effort. Perhaps most importantly, InterVenGen points toward a future where robust robot learning doesn't require massive datasets or extensive human supervision. Instead, small amounts of high-quality human input can be leveraged through intelligent data generation to create policies that are robust to the uncertainties and variations inevitable in real-world deployment. The work also highlights the importance of thinking carefully about the structure of robot learning problems. Rather than treating all data as equally valuable, InterVenGen focuses specifically on the scenarios where robots are most likely to fail and where additional data is most needed. This kind of structured, problem-aware approach to data generation is likely to be increasingly important as we tackle more complex robotic tasks. Looking forward, the techniques developed in InterVenGen could be extended in many directions. To more complex manipulation tasks, to different types of perception errors, to other modalities beyond vision, and to other domains beyond manipulation. The fundamental insight about leveraging small amounts of human supervision through intelligent data generation has broad applicability across robot learning. As we continue to push toward more capable and robust robot systems, approaches like InterVenGen that maximize the value of human expertise while minimizing the burden on human supervisors will be crucial for making robot learning practical at scale. The future of robotics lies not in replacing human insight, but in amplifying it through intelligent systems that can learn from limited supervision and generalize to new scenarios.